tuned in to the K-State Radio Network, and welcome to Agriculture Today. When we enter a new calendar year, it's often opportune to reflect back on the previous year and where things stand economically on the farm or ranch. In a sense, we do so here in this segment, as we'd like to re-examine where we're at with cow-calf production profitability. There's a new analysis out of agricultural economics at K-State that tackles that question. Along with us, one of the co-authors of said article, Dustin Pendle, is a livestock economist here at K-State. In fact, Dustin, you and colleagues here at the university last couple of years or so have made a special effort to examine the cow-calf production sector and the differences between profitability levels amongst producers out there. And this is something that does not stay static over time, is it?
No, if you take a look back to 1975, there's a lot of variability across those years. And in fact, we looked, you know, last year, we had some of our, on average, some of your largest losses on a per head basis. If you go back to 2014, that was a record year in terms of record returns. And so just in that, what, 3 or 4 year span, you've had returns going from $225 per head all the way down to, you know, a little over negative $300 per head. So there's definitely a lot of variability across time.
And when you look across time now, as opposed to comparing operation to operation, this has a lot to do with the cattle cycle that we often cite in the industry?
That would be one factor. I don't know that would contribute all that variability. I mean, there's a lot of other macroeconomic effects that might be out of control of the producer. Mm-hmm. But definitely the cattle cycle plays a role in some of this variability.
Other things, though, would contribute as well, you're saying?
Other things like maybe interest rates, things that, you know, producers might not be able to control. But definitely the cattle cycle, you know, with, as we see the returns in 2014, we saw, expansion. I think even we're starting to still see a little bit of expansion in the cow herd, as Dr. Tonzer talked about last week. Mm-hmm. And as we get larger and larger supplies, you know, assuming all else equal, prices are going to come down.
Again, though, the aim in this analysis was to look at operation to operation, to put it that way, not to literally, but in a figurative sense, and get an idea of what makes the difference in profitability amongst those operations, right?
Correct. So we took, I believe there was maybe 60, 65 operations, and we took a look and looked at their net returns over the last 5 years, and we ranked them from the most profitable operations to least profitable operations, and we took kind of that top third of those profitable operations and compared those to the bottom third, and we saw compared the differences. You know, why are these operations the most profitable compared to those that are least profitable?
Just for disclosure here, using Kansas Farm Management Association.
That's correct. So all these 60, 65 operations are, they come from the Kansas Farm Management Association database.
And generally speaking, what you find is quite a spread, if you will, category to category, in regard to the profitability and the economics of those operations, right?
Yeah, so if you kind of thinking about net return or profits, you break that down into, there's really two sides of the equation. You got revenue and you got your costs. First off, you look at the revenue side, where the revenue comes from. It's the weight or the production of the calves, which producers can control, or the price, which typically we tend to think the producers are a price taker, mm-hmm. which has less control over that.
So when you look at revenue, what's that spread like? You have negative revenue, positive revenue, and everything in between, right?
So when we took a look, so if you look at the 2016 data, looking at your top third of your most profitable operations, on average, their gross income was roughly a little over $1,000 per head, which includes the calves sold. You'll take into account, you know, coal cows, et cetera. You compare that to the bottom third, it's a little over $925 per head, so about a difference of 15% or $136 per head.
Now that is gross income, correct?
Correct, that would be gross income.
But then you look at the net returns, and that would be including the expenses involved, and you see even more dramatic differences.
Right, and so we said profit, there's two sides of that equation. You got the revenue side and you've got the cost side. The revenue side, although important, it's not as important explaining the differences between your top end, your high profit and your low profit operations, it's the costs. And you know, we break the cost down into various cost categories, but one of the largest expenses, one of the largest differences comes from your feed, your non-pasture feed expense. Whereas there's about $115 per head difference between your high profit operations and your low profit operations.
So feed costs are king here when it comes to that overall return figure, right?
Correct. Yeah. So there, like I said, there's about $115 per head difference, or about a 27% difference between your low and high profit operations.
So when one talks about improving profitability, that's the place to start managing those costs?
Producers generally have more control over the cost side than the revenue side. So that would be a place, I mean, I would probably begin is looking at the costs, those various cost categories.
What about the other cost types, though, when we talk about, say, healthcare and all that? They're within the mix, but they, what, pale in comparison to feed costs?
Well, you've got your pasture expenses, interest expense, you get your vet med, your drugs, or healthcare, as you pointed out, marketing. And you got your fixed expenses, depreciation, machinery, et cetera. You know, feed, the difference between your high and low profits is about $115 a head, as we've already mentioned. The second highest cost category difference, I believe it's labor, which is about $35 per head. And so, yeah, feed has the highest difference between your high profit operations and your low profit operations.
Another element here we should factor in, that is the size of the operation. We frequently talk of economies of scale or economies of size. Where does that fit in?
Well, for a disclaimer, we've got 61 operations in this data set, and we have three operations that have over 300 head. So I don't know that we can make too many claims about size, but what we do see and what we do observe is operations that tend to be a little larger tend to specialize in livestock, have more of their labor is devoted towards the operation, and costs tend to be a little less. Now, they're probably just spreading some of those fixed costs out across the number of cows.
One of the things you found, and you cited it in the write-up on this study, that there's an enormous amount of variability in those costs for a given herd size. So it's operation to operation in a true sense, it sounds.
Correct. There is a lot of variability in what's nice, I guess, about the variability, if there is anything nice, is even in a bad year, there are producers that are making money. The producers can make money in the bad years. And so I think it comes back to you've got to, A, know your costs. So you've got to be able to collect your data, which then will allow you to benchmark against others.
And benchmarking is a hallmark of farm management to begin with, and it's talked of frequently. It certainly fits here then.
Absolutely. In order to benchmark and identify kind of what your strengths and weaknesses are, you've got to have those records.
Now, we're coming off of 2017. The numbers from the Kansas Farm Management Association are yet to be collected, so this analysis is up to 2016. Your general anticipation that this trend would continue, the variable of choice, if you will, that determines profitability and lack of same on the cow-calf operation?
So yeah, this is 2016, as you pointed out, Eric. 2017, the data, I believe, will be available probably May of this year. Since 2017 has already happened, you know, looking at some of the information coming out of the Livestock Marketing Information Center out of Denver, numbers will probably be similar, maybe a little better in 2017 compared to what we saw in 2016.
Time will tell definitively when we get those numbers.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But for the here and now, as producers take on this new production year, you would like to see them put as much of their energies as possible into their cost management and narrow it down even more. Look closely at those feed costs and where they might tighten down.
So yeah, you know, first off, starting with make sure you're collecting the records, allows you to benchmark against others and yourself in previous years. You know, I would try to focus maybe on that feed and non-feed, non-pasture feed expenses would be maybe a place to begin.
There's a write-up on this that's put on the agmanager.info website. You would encourage producers, in closing here, to have a look at the full analysis and get a feel for what the numbers tell us, right?
Absolutely, yep. Agmanager.info will have this along with other resources as well.
Indeed. And sourced through the Kansas Farm Management Association data over the many years, there are tons of resources on information and management tools to figure out your best path to profitability in 2018, cow-calf producers. As always, Dustin, we appreciate the input. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Look for this article at agmanager.info. It's entitled Differences Between High, Medium, and Low Profit Cow-Calf Producers, co-authored by our guest here, livestock economist, Kansas State University, Dustin Pindle, agmanager.info. And Agriculture Today returns shortly with more. You're listening to the K-State Radio Network.